When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody. Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
This is my impression of my guest today when she goes on stage.
Hand strike, standing by.
Naomi Ekperigin is a friend of mine. I met her in New York. She has written on so many goody-goody shows, including Broad City, and she just wrapped up on Search Party. Ooh, damn, Naomi. I loved chatting with her. Listen to it, bitch. Sorry, that was rude. I love you.
Oh, yes, I have Naomi in my room.
Hey. Hi, I'd like to see you.
This is so good. We're on a very comfortable couch right now, so it just feels very just warm and safe. There is a candle burning.
Set it up.
Just letting
you know. Full length mirror to the left.
I can't even take it in.
You don't like a full length?
Ugh. Only like utilitarian. You know what I mean?
You
like
look,
just real
I want to say, before painting pictures, you look great.
That is so kind of you. Yeah. I have been sweating like a hoe in church.
It's hot these days.
It's hot in these streets. And I just really, I sweat like Whitney, RIP. And so I tried wearing holding an umbrella today, like old ladies in my neighborhood.
No.
And it really didn't do much.
That's,
I thought it would change the game.
Fucking crazy. You were walking around your neighborhood with an umbrella over
yes,
your head?
Trying to block the sun.
No. Out. I always felt like that was racist, like when white people do it, or even Asian people. I'm always like, you know that what you're doing is trying to not look like me. Like, why is it so important for you?
Oh, you saw it like that? See, me, I would rather you cover as opposed to trying to look like me. Because that's the thing I never...
So true.
True.
You don't want white people to tan?
I'm not into the way... What I think is so funny sometimes, and by funny, I mean fucked up. How do we have this culture that denigrates brown people when all white folks want are brown features?
Yeah, but check this out. You go to India and then they're like bleaching their skin.
Right, you got a color cast situation
it's
going
basically
on.
Basically just yeah. like everyone's being tricked into trying to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
And if you, it's really wild. It's like, I guess how they keep us from stealing rich people's money is
exactly.
being like, change your skin.
Yeah, it's like be concerned with hating yourself and then you won't think about how the world is designed to make you feel like trash.
I think that's what's really happening.
Fully. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Already connecting on the couch. It sounds like I'm not on board, but I'm on board.
Thank you for coming to this couch.
Thanks for having
you
me on the couch.
You're selling a show?
I am.
You're shopping a show. Do you not want to talk about it on the pod? Because it's not.
I don't want to talk about it, but not even
because
it's so like.
I talk about things before I've had even an audition for the project. I'm like, you know, Cars Part 4. I'm going to be the lead car.
I like don't talk about anything.
Really?
Like I will even like, I won't even, something even happened. I'm not the one posting the article either.
Really?
I don't do it. I don't know why. I think it
don't
was.
Don't you a little bit salivate for the deadline?
I mean, I still have not really had one. You know what I mean? Like, I am
really?
Waiting. I'm always like, what is the picture that they'll use? You know what I mean? Do I have something curated? If they're going to pull from the internet, do they have the right one? I think
yeah, so you
it.
Care.
I care, but I wouldn't post it. Like,
you've
big
never
things,
posted,
guys.
Like, you're on a list or something.
No, if somebody else posts it, it'll definitely get a fave.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
A
I'll
fave?
Say, a fave.
Not
a thank
even
you.
An RT?
Maybe an RT now, but nothing like recently has happened. But
I once got
too-
I got in a paparazzi picture of Selena Gomez's. She was getting coffee and I spotted the moment and I seized the day and I carpe DM'd and I just jumped in and I looked like it was only maybe 30% of half of, like, you know, the 30% half of me.
30% half.
So 30%.
Yeah.
But like, you know, my body split in half like longitudinally.
Yes.
So it was so fucking thrilling. And I like literally became my own PR team about it. I posted so much about it. Yeah, over
celebration. Well, you're having fun with it. You know what I mean? You're having fun with the journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not about the destination. Me.
Who do we not like?
No goody, foreplay. Goody. Like. I thought I was supposed to be like, we love only positivity only. I associate you with positivity.
I am very positive, but sometimes there's nothing more positive than just getting some little negativity in a witch's brew and just like stirring it up.
Yeah.
And of course being like, well, it's, you know, I only say it because I love them. Like,
well, I have a question for you because this literally just happened. Tell me what you think.
I want to know.
So, okay. So a friend of mine went in and auditioned for...
already mad.
But to be, you know, starring... And then she wrote me and I... She wrote me, mm-hmm. the friend, and was like, hey, so I went in for this part. I was like wondering if you could like drop a line to for me. Am I wrong to think that is strange?
That's weird.
Am I like, because
I get if you were like testing for a thing, if you were like in the last round of a thing, then it might like benefit someone to know that like, hey, I know her, she's cool. Because at that point, it's like, I've chosen this person already. And like, what are they going to be like to work with? I totally get that.
Yeah.
You know, people do that for writing jobs too. It's like, I think one cool thing, and that I think that benefits both of us as goody goody people. Hold my hand.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. One thing that benefits us is that we're like nice people that people want to be around, and that actually does make a difference.
Yes, that's how I trick them. You know what I mean? I trick them into thinking I'm pleasant. But then my other thing too is I also
not even pleasant. Just like I could imagine going to work every day with you.
Oh yeah, like I ain't here for drama. Yeah. I ain't here for nonsense. Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah. You want some jokes? Let's get a cupcake. Like I'm here. Like because that's the thing to me. It's like here's the thing. You know. You know, I
this person's not going to listen to the podcast.
Maybe not. I hope they do.
So they get some
lessons.
This is the lesson that I think. Well, are you going into something or
No, just really quick. Cause like I also went in for a part for.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to email. Like I was like, if I'm emailing, I'm trying to get mine. You know what I mean? But I also wouldn't do it. But then it was also like,
she's trying to cuck you to yourself,
but she doesn't know. Right. But I'm also just like, the thing is, it's tough. It's like, I get it. This shit is hard. It is fucking lawless. Yes. And you are not in control.
Yes.
So you feel like, okay, how can I get some control? Maybe I could do this. But then I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm involved.
Here's the line. Let's paint the line because it is, we've talked about it before on this podcast that like life is this balance of giving no fucks and giving too many fucks.
Yes.
And it's hard to know where the line is. So where is the line when it comes to asking a friend for a recommendation on a job?
You are one pathetic loser.
Do not ask a friend when you've just gone in for one audition to put a good word in for you. Mm-hmm. Wait to test, right? Would you agree that testing would be?
I think you're right. I think because we all know this process. Nobody looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's got to be like, it's just like really hard for me to vouch for anybody. Not like in an interpersonal way, but when it's like, this person was really great at acting when I haven't seen you act.
Yes.
It's hard for me. What am I going to say? Part.
Yes. And you know what the thing is? And this is going to be like, I'm just picturing like looking at this person. This is the girl. We're looking at her.
Yes.
And I just want to say like, you are not, your desire to drum up this PR for yourself. I mean, after I just shared my Selena Gomez story, but just in general, because I've had people ask me for recommendations and stuff too. If you didn't just work with the person, and if there's any part of you that is thinking like, is this weird? You might want to scale back and not ask to do the thing. It just leaves like a weird taste.
It's just so funky because it's like it has nothing to do with me not liking the person or even just saying you're not skilled as much as like, you know what's tricky sometimes too, and I don't know if you feel this way, you know, especially as you ascend, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, as you're mm-hmm. hearing these echelons, mm-hmm. there's a difference between people I've worked with and people I'm like friends with.
Yes.
Where we have like a closeness.
Yes.
And I think sometimes people can kind of misread, oh, you work with so-and-so with that's your homie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, nah, that ain't my homie.
But and also people confuse this idea, and I've done it I've like grown, I think, through it. But when I first moved to New York, my perception was, oh, you move and you start working with people and then everybody starts getting things and then everybody starts working on each other's things because they're friends. Mm-hmm. When actually everybody starts working on each other. Trust me, I know all the rules of life.
Epic fail.
You are an idiot.
That everyone's working together because everyone's been working really hard.
Yeah.
And the cream rises to the top.
Yep.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be the cream every time your friends got cream.
Yes, exactly.
I remember being so bummed. My friend got a show, like the first, you know, when I had moved, a friend that I'd had for a long time got this show and I submitted a packet and I was just, I was in Florida. I was on top of Florida.
Well,
the state,
of course. No wonder. You're already low.
Down.
You're already low. You're in Florida. You're already brought low.
And just bawling. And my parents, you know, trying to console me and like
trying to be like, your but packet was fine. Yes. Like they don't even know what a damn packet is, and they're like, it's fine.
It was a perfect Kardashian joke. But like, it's so interesting that you've got to kind of like get success to see it backwards. It's almost like when you go through a breakup and people are like, you know, you'll get over it, but it's like you don't really get over it till you're in love again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that professionally. And when you're in kind of a panic mode professionally, mm-hmm. you can convince yourself, as I trust and believe and know that one of the first things when I worked with my manager that she's like, don't take this offensively, but you need to erase your email signature. Because my email signature was like, New York Times says hilarious. Huffington Post says top 10 tweets of October. And it was like,
top 10 of October. Spookiest tweets.
I think it's a very like Canadian thing too, to do this like self promo thing. There is no management. Whereas here it's sort of like the message she was trying to give me is like, just sit back and let me promote you. That will be a much better look.
Yeah.
Kind of also the lesson of like, sit down at a party. Just sit the fuck down and let people come talk to you rather than like, CTV, hi, I did do a cameo in one of your shows.
But I hear that idea, and that's very interesting to say your manager was like, don't worry, I'll promote you. But you and I both are stand-ups, and the thing I'm learning since moving here, mm-hmm. we promote ourselves by getting on stage and killing.
Yes.
Like that to me is
but
half the battle.
You don't promote yourself. Like you getting on stage and killing is the promo that you need. Beyond that, if you're standing after handing out flyers, it's not, you know, I've tried to do the email list thing.
Mm-hmm.
So many MailChimps.
I know. So many canceled MailChimps. So many fake addresses.
And like sending out newsletters and stuff like that. I mean, that might actually totally work for some people. The newsletter is not the same area, mm-hmm. but just the idea of like kind of catching heat because of someone else's heat is something that like literally fire extinguished that thought.
Yeah.
Was that poetic?
Poetry, poetry.
Silence, Earthling.
What does that?
These are new sound effects I'm trying out. I just remember feeling like, and looking back, it's also this like hurt that I didn't need to feel. It was like this, as if I wasn't valued by my friend. And it's like, it just, honestly, sometimes the opposite thing happens from being someone's friend is that like they assume because like you wrote with them, you know, coming up, that they don't see you the same way, like, you know, a lot of home clubs for comedy wait the longest to put you up as a headliner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did you get your first writing job?
I mean, I started out as a writer's assistant on season one of Broad City. And then when it was time, like it wasn't even the beginning of season two, it was like another writer left. And then I came in on that WGA diversity moment for the second half of the
WGA diversity moment. Can you explain it?
You and I have talked about this where like, you know, I don't know if it still is happening, but like part of the push to get more writers of color is that the WGA will foot the bill for the writer. Is that from the guild?
We
does
have
the guild
talked
foot
about
the bill?
That.
Maybe someone
some
else is footing the bill.
Some diversity hires within, in writers' rooms, the guild will foot the bill for it, which creates the idea that this is like a coupon person and a free person.
Yeah. I definitely didn't have that feeling in the room
there.
And
chill.
I didn't know at the time. You know what I mean? I didn't know until after.
Yeah, you thought you were a real person.
Yeah. And then it was like the second time I was like,
you know what? That was my first job too. I realized after.
Yeah. You went after and you're like, okay.
You feel totally Pinocchio.
It's Ben. I'm 3/5 of a person.
And, it's just like, how do you fix like the awkward ways and clunky ways that problems are fixed? I mean, like, it's obviously a generous and positive thing that the guild is like recognizing that we need more diversity, but the way in which the problem is fixed, I mean, we both know from being in lots of rooms, I can speak on my behalf and I will gather around from my standpoint, standing above Florida. There is this idea of needing one. And then there, and that, you know, just like that already sounds racist. You need one.
Yeah.
You need someone, you know, you need one of those special people, which is referencing diversity. And there's so many, I mean, like my favorite comics to watch are all diverse. Mm-hmm. I always find, I mean, like from a storytelling standpoint, and I don't mean like just racially or sexual, it's like people that have been through something that a story makes.
Right. So yeah. Someone you who know? Has a story to tell.
Yeah.
Who is walking through the world with a different POV, little something funky fresh.
Yeah. But, so it's like such a weird opposite day that like within the writing, but we have to remember that we're coming from a place where it was a white male room with like, you know, the diversity would be the idea that anyone would have tits in the room that wasn't just like snacking too much man like just like real life milk producing titties.
Mine make almond milk.
Mine
barren.
Make cashew cream.
Cashew cream.
Have you ever found a little milk in your nipple?
No, never.
Me, I have.
You have?
But not around, hasn't been like at all around Wolfie and me creating. Oh, really? I just like at different times in my life been like, that's a little white stuff
little
in my milky little nip.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You got to see if you can get some more where that came from. You know, if you can,
Wolfie, Shauna's away right now, and Wolfie is like going into my tit trying to find something, really? But then he like makes fun of it. Wait, he'll like tap it and twerk and be like, "Is this thing on?" No, obviously not. Is like the subtext of what he's saying.
Oh my god! So Wolfie's coming up with his half hour already.
Wolfie's got lots of jokes. Best joke that is like so hard to deal with right now is like when I'm disciplining him, he calls my bullshit. You know, because you've got to like to discipline them. You've got to if he smacks me, I've got to like make it as if he hurt me.
Yeah,
but then he's like, you're a shitty actor, you know. He's like just starts laughing and then I have to like
keep being I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Oh god. It's like hard when children see through you. I feel like there's something about it that is like extra cutting. There's something about like a child or an animal where it's like if you can get read by a creature without, you know, much language, if this creature has, and they can still read you. It's like, holy shit, you done saw into my soul and I ain't shit.
Yeah, people get really nervous about it because there's nothing, there's no dancing around it. There's no language, it's all energy.
There's no like, you know, the kid isn't necessarily even trying to play a game. It's like, no, this is what I see.
Yeah.
And I'm stating what I see. There's nothing more here. And I'm like, oh, wow, I am shooketh by the toddler.
Yeah, I mean, if any toddler is shake a thing, it's definitely Wolfie. He's got those thick eyebrows.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I can't take Wolfie.
You can't take him?
There are times when Wolfie's on the gram fucking thriving. Okay,
you're back on my gram because you did admit, you're the only person in my life that's admitted that you unfollowed me.
It wasn't an unfollow, it was a mute. The follow, your numbers stay the same.
Explain.
So if you're not taking advantage of muting on Instagram, you really need to just save yourself from your darkest moments.
Yes.
You have got to free yourself. There's so much compare and despair in this life and you can't do it. And so muting, you just like you mute the post and then they don't come up. And then you can always like go to the person's page and then you unmute them. And there's just like sometimes when it's like I'm up in here in LA, a city I don't like.
You
know, trying to act, going on one audition maybe a month, and you know my ass isn't booking.
Yeah.
And then I see Wolfie's ass in an infinity pool. And I said, okay, what mistakes have I made? Because he came out.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
Was it that Wolfie booked a music video? That was the straw that
it was,
broke the Instagram's
back. Wolfie booked something, chocolate brown eyes peering at me in fucking Bali. And I said, I gotta take a break from his vacation. Because I knew it was like a vacation. It's like, okay, just mute for a couple weeks and then come back with his ass back in the house with Cowboy. Because I could see him do his regular shit. I can't see him in a damn island. Just between two sets of titties thriving. I said, Wolfie, no. I contain it.
I like that Wolfie is like your Newman. Oh, Wolfie.
I texted you too. I was working on Search Party, where you also work.
Yes.
So I was like, there after. And I was told it's like one day, it was like one morning, we're literally like a 10 minute aside of like, Wolfie's so amazing. Wolfie's gorgeous. Like, we all just started talking about Wolfie. And then you very hilariously texted, you're doing a lot of work.
Something back, but I was like, clearly a busy day.
And I was like, literally, like, Wolfie's not even here. The mere thought of him started a cultural conversation in the room.
Yeah, he's got a deep soul.
He's got a soul. He's got those eyes, those cheeks.
You know, we were swimming this weekend in Ojai, which is a place that you should go to because I'm going to try to make you love LA. Now that you said I don't love LA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in your personality? If someone says they don't like something that you like, in your mind, you're like bookmarking it to like kind of slowly start selling them on it? Or is that a very Jaleesi thing?
It's not me at all. I don't care. Because my whole thing is like, here's my thing. I've been talking about this on stage a lot.
Yeah.
But this thing, when you say, I say, I don't like LA. And then you go, I got to go to Ojai.
Yeah.
Ojai ain't LA.
Ain't Olay.
Ain't Olay. Put the loser button on.
Lessons. Where's the loser here?
You are an idiot.
Accurate. But that's the thing. Anytime someone says you have to like LA, they tell me to go 2 to 6 hours away to make a life. Okay.
No.
You don't go to New York and someone's like, oh, come to Hoboken. Okay. What I'm saying.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, this is one of the features of LA is that especially if you're not enjoying LA, you can just within an hour and a half be laying in a pool way far away from the industry and all the things that are overwhelming about the city.
Yeah.
Be cool in a pool.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
When y'all be thriving on these dynamic vacays.
Yeah. I have a tip. No. You ask the question.
But my question first, and then I can take a tip after the question because I'm just curious. Will y'all be like the only brown people out in them streets?
No, you see other ones, and it's kind of like a cute moment.
Oh, okay,
because
sometimes like we go places, Andy and I'm like, I'm the only black person up in this piece.
Yeah,
and they don't even know I'm the one paying the bill. You know what I mean? Like when he and I go, out and about. Like we went to we did go to Palm Springs. We've actually been twice. And like,
that's fun, right?
It's nice. Yeah. It's lovely. I gotta feel like the sweet spot, I think, for me is like December or not even maybe October. Cause it needs to be cooler, but not like so cold at night.
Well, if you go to Malibu, then off the ocean, you're getting a little chillier.
Okay. You know, I need that, honey. Cause I'm sweating. I need a cross breeze.
Yes. You need a cross breeze and you need like a nice pool that you could just sit in all day long. That's like, to me, that's like always growing up on the East Coast. That was like, you would have to save and fly
It
would be, you know, this like thing you looked forward to in years, like in years. But it's just so accessible. And so this past weekend, we love to go to the Ojai Valley Inn, which is super expensive, but you can get deals. Sometimes they have deals on their websites, on their one website. but this past weekend, it was like $1,000 a night.
Whew.
So what we did was we stayed down the road at some like kind of ghetto motel.
Mm-hmm.
I packed a robe and bathing suits for Wolfie, myself, and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We drove in. You just say that you're having lunch there. And then you go just like Ocean's 11. You go into the bathroom, change into your bathing suit, change into your robe, and just walk right into the pool, dude.
What?
Walk right into the pool and never leave.
Okay, I feel like you have a swagger that could pull that off. I'm always afraid of trying something like
that. You've got to stop being afraid. You're the one that doesn't give a fuck. You've got to apply that into that moment. You have to say, I don't give a fuck if they find out that I'm not staying here. The person that finds out probably resents everyone that stays here anyway. I'll be the coolest person to them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just about, you got to make sure, you got to go into the pool when someone's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like loudly said to my mom, like, oh, we have got to get dad to get us the room key because, you know, we can't just keep walking around waiting for people to leave. And then then you're in. Then it's Thomas Crown Affair, baby. You switch the painting.
Okay. Ocean's 8.
Yes.
Ocean's 3.
Yes.
Grandma and Baba.
Yes.
Ocean's 3.
And that.
Ooh, that's a spicy tip.
That's my spicy tip.
Oh, spicy tip.
But here's the thing that I think is beautiful about LA. You don't like hiking.
No.
No. But do you like pools?
Yeah.
Yeah. So people have pools.
Yeah.
Also, like, know the people with pools.
I've been trying, and I like don't have pool people in my life.
It took me a while. I've been living here for 4 years, and I'm just starting to get pool people now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's like what's
like Ashley
important.
I just introduced you to. She's got a pool.
Pool person.
All
yes.
you gotta come to a taping. Start. I love those nails, and then just start. You wear lipstick? What kind of lipstick do you wear? You know, you got a bonding.
That's how you start. That's how you bond. You wear lipstick. What kind you wear?
What kind of lipstick you wear, Ashley?
I'm cool and good and normal.
What it like to be a pop star for me as a stand-up is kind of the same, probably.
Oh, you make friends well, though.
I just asked her how much her haircuts cost, and she said they're free. That's the thing. I think the cooler you, yeah. the more rich, the more you have, the less you need.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are just like, please, have my things.
Exactly. Please wear my clothes.
Yeah.
Please wear my clothes. You make friends easily. Have you always just had a
I've
an
always,
ease with
I
humanity?
I feel like I've always like used humor to like get into, and I've always like kind of set my sights on people, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I remember seeing you and being like, I'll be friends with her.
Huge.
Like I'll decide, yeah. you know, like yeah, if yeah. I like you, then I'll make it kind of like the game is to
the game's afoot.
Yeah. And I think I'm trying now as like an adult and a baba to like step into my baba-ness and just be more chill, like yeah. really like buy what I'm selling when
yeah.
we're talking. Because when you talk, it's this is the thing about like talking about someone asking for a recommendation, I feel that like, and the amount of like, ugh, like the emotion around it is because I am that inside.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
exact
we're all
same.
Desperate inside.
Yes.
And it's like what your reaction to your friend, it's protective for your friend too, of like, be better, be more confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just such an interesting thing because it really is like you have to buy it. And I guess I'm like loosely just talking around the idea of friendship and have I always been good at making friends? And I think I've been good at it, but I've also failed at it because mm-hmm. I've been probably too much around it. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
I can
yeah,
also
yeah.
have friendship crushes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've always been very, it's funny, especially when I was younger though. And I think now I would say in my 20s, maybe in the last decade I've pulled back, but like when I was younger I was thirsty.
Yes.
And it was like I needed to know you liked me, and I need, like, you know, I was just very insecure, like,
and people can also sense that, and there is nothing more off-putting than neediness.
Yes. And especially like when you think back to where it's like, also knowing what I know now, it's like we're all self-centered and hurting, like especially
yes.
when we were all like fucking 15, you know
yeah,
what I mean,
and,
like no
and,
one has time
and
to like
onward,
be
and
your
forever.
Mommy,
like everyone's just working on being and it truly feeling worthy and feeling loved.
Yes. But then it's also like the older you get though, the bigger your life gets, and so I think I've also just kind of like now I think I've kind of swung the other way where I just assume no one likes me, and then I'll be like, oh, maybe I should reach out to people, especially
yeah.
here, right? Because moving here is like a new thing.
Definitely.
I think also people hang out a little differently. I can't fall back on, in New York stand up, you would just kind of hang out with people after
yeah.
the show and
yeah.
like whatever. And that would kind of be my social time,
yeah.
even though it was a show. And here there's
so
not
so you're still
that.
Trying to find like your orbit of friends.
Literally
here.
A couple weeks ago, there's like one, I was like, I just want to get out of the house and I want to like hang with somebody.
Then
and
you
I was
can
like,
call
I don't
me.
Know people who just hang. And I literally went through my phone and I literally went through all my contacts and I literally just made a separate group of LA people.
Yeah.
Cause the thing is, I don't think like who lives in LA who I know.
Yeah.
You busy, you at the damn Ojai Valley Inn or you at
yeah,
work.
But you can
you got
text,
the family.
You can always text and
living
hang
a rich
out.
Life. People live rich lives, and I feel like I sit at home. But oh.
yeah, but you do have to reach out because I would love you to just be having rich lives with us. Like just,
I'll just
laying.
Come hang.
Yeah, come hang.
I just like want to. Like, I'm like, I don't need like much. I'm like, can I just come to your house?
This is the thing about moving is like what you and I. It kind of is around the love thing. Like I discovered Jeffrey Self and like that group of friends, and then I felt like, oh, now I can feel like comfortable here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
when you find. A group of friends and then you feel or a friend where you feel like I don't have to, this catch up doesn't have to be a big performance of what's happened.
Yes,
not
yes,
that
yes,
every
yes.
other interaction is, but there is an element of
there
like when you catch up with someone that is like there you go through the things and
yeah.
it's just sometimes nice to just fucking fart next to each
yeah.
other.
Exactly.
And be like, yeah.
That's what I need. That's like
yeah.
what's very important. I think it's putting the strain on the relation. You know what I mean? For both of us.
I'm sure. Yeah.
We're each other's person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've been, you know, my thing is like, you gotta miss a bitch. You can't be in these relationships around a bitch 24/7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like around something. Like, and I'm like, that
you go on the road, right?
I've been doing a little lately in the last like few months, but like normally I wouldn't. And you know, if I'm working on a show or something or in between, because you know, sometimes like when you don't know when your money's coming, then it's like, don't spend anything. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything.
Of course. Yeah.
And so then, of course, and you're like kind of a homebody. And then, or then when I am traveling, I come back, I'm like, all I want is my bed. You know what I mean? But then there'll be times where it's like, we got to go take separate hangs. Like, you go do your thing with your people. I'm going to do my thing.
You're probably like the Shauna because you have the instinct. Like, I, like, with me, I'm like, and now that I've like matured into this very bodacious blonde woman, 7'3". Heels up to her lips.
Heels up to her lips.
Yeah, I've got two long heels that I lean on.
You just lips.
I use them as crutches.
And heels. Just lips and legs.
I'm one big pair of lips, a blonde wig, and legs for miles. So where were we? Shauna's the one that, like, when we first got together, she lived in San Francisco, so I was visiting, but then when she moved to Brooklyn, I was like, game on for full claustrophobia. Like, I would be in her apartment when she came. Like, she insisted on having like a separate place to live, and I was like, why? We're gonna be on top of each other all the time.
Right.
And then I would be in her apartment when she came home, and she had to like sit me down and be like, okay, so this is making me feel not great.
Right.
I need space. And that, to me, it's like, in my mind, space is like problems, when actually now, like, settling into this bodacious blonde, I recognize that it's everything, like having its balance. So it's balance, so important. Time, space apart, like, even my mom is visiting now for a week, and my parents are like two penguins that just, like, you know, it's a different time and culture, but they just sort of like penguin around together. But this week apart, my mom has like, she just like out of nowhere on the weekend was like, you know, your dad is a good guy, you know. And it's like, she would never have said that if she was penguining next to him.
She forgot. And then she took some days. She was like, you know what, I do like him. I think that is, Andy will get mad when I say that though, but I think it's so important to check in internally, being like, do I still like this person? Not because I think the answer is going to be no, but I think it's so easy to take for granted, assuming there is a closeness, especially as you get more and more enmeshed, where it's like, yeah, we have a life together, but do I like you?
Yes.
And just being like, oh yeah, I do like you. Like, that's the thing. It's like, not because there's something almost to me about love. Like, I love members of my family, but we're not close.
Yes.
Right. And so you can
enmeshment is not good. My therapist said.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, in some ways things are just going to naturally intertwine.
I forget what the word that she said. There is a word that's like milder enmeshment, but enmeshment I think is too, codependence. Yeah. But enmeshment I think is if everything is enmeshed, then it's not, then the balance isn't there. I think it's sort of that you're like dancing together. Damn, I wish that I remembered the lesson better, but do you guys go to therapy?
We do. We do couples therapy.
Oh, awesome.
I don't have any individual.
You have couples therapy, the podcast, and you actually do couples therapy.
Yes, literally.
Do you talk about the lessons of couples therapy, of your actual therapy in your podcast?
Not really. We'll talk about relationship stuff, but it's not, you know, it's all just like jokes and good times.
Yeah.
But our couples therapist, we Skype with him because we got him in New York, you know, and he's so good that we were like, can we Skype with you? Because he just gets it. And he also like gets us to it's, you know, we end every session like with he doesn't make us, but like we hug, you know, we feel closer.
It feels romantic.
Yeah, it feels good. Like, even when it's ugly, you know what I mean? And like, and he's our favorite. And he says we're his favorite couple. And so like,
oh my
I will
God.
Carry that to my grave. You know what I mean? That's my greatest achievement, to know I'm better than anyone.
Way.
And he,
I feel like that's against the rules. Otherwise my therapist obviously would have said it.
When they mean it. When they feel it deep in their heart.
My therapist obviously prefers Shauna. Not prefers Shauna, but like we were telling a story and we hadn't gotten to the end of it. And my therapist like cut in and was like, and Sabrina fucked it up. And I was like, excuse me, but.
Wow. Calling out dynamics. Yeah. Did you fuck it up?
No, I didn't. Okay. And that one, I was like, no, wait for it. She fucks it up. But I think that the surprising part about therapy, couples therapy and therapy is how much or for my therapist at least, how much it is sort of swimming around the positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Not swimming around. It's
I was into
synchronized
it.
Swimming around, kicking up the leg in a synchronized swim.
Okay,
just like it, just that we dive. There we go, diving.
Today, some water sports.
Today's
Sabrina
episode
loves pools.
Is sponsored by Aquatics.
Deals, deals, deals.
Aquatics.
Deals,
it's
deals,
a good
deals,
deal.
Deals, 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 deals.
What will the girls talk about next? And how fucked up is this thing that Naomi remembers about when she lived in Australia?
Like last year, he goes, Naomi, do you remember when you almost were repped by an agency called Chocolate Colored Characters?
No, no, no!
And I was like, literally, it was a chilling wave washed over the bee.
Also, this happens.
So you're there with a fucking magnifying glass, being like, I'm looking for the dick.
Join us Thursday, 11 p.m., just kidding. We release this whenever we finally edit it. Have a good night. I love you.
So weird.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.